With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. San Francisco writer Herbert Gold at first thought he would call his latest novel California Dreaming. But no, that smacked too much of the 60s and the Beach Boys. Gold's publisher wanted to call the book A Boy of 40, since it came after Gold's successful earlier novel, A Girl of 40. But Herbert Gold settled on Dreaming.
Where A Girl of 40 was about a woman and sex, this is about a man and money.
Dreaming deals with the Northern California of today.
That peculiar 80s experience of refusing to grow old, refusing to be poor. It's not about yuppies, it's about real hustlers.
In the book, Gold's anti-hero Hutch, always over his head financially, is out to make a quick buck at the expense of his brother Dan, a threadbare taxi driver and failed novelist. Cleveland-born Herbert Gold captures the voices and rhythms and spirit of San Francisco, his adopted city for nearly 30 years.
There's a little bit of San Francisco everywhere, including in Cleveland. And there's a bit of Cleveland everywhere, including in San Francisco.
Herbert Gold returns to Cleveland a lot because his mother still lives there, and he recently wrote a magazine article titled Cleveland, the Paris of Northeastern Ohio.
When I go to Cleveland, I go to a coffee house called Arabica, I go to art movies, I go to bookstores. It's very much like San Francisco.
Or Paris. Herbert Gold, one of America's top writers, whose latest novel, Dreaming, was published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Each morning, San Francisco writer Herbert Gold wakes up, stares at the ceiling for a while, and then tries to write a couplet. Since Gold is divorced and hates to cook, he goes to a nearby coffee house for a cappuccino and a bran muffin while he reads the newspapers and thinks about writing. Then it's back home, where Herbert Gold actually does create words on paper. The result has been close to 25 books, novels, short stories, and nonfiction. The latest, a novel called Dreaming.
It's partly metabolism, partly insanity, that I keep thinking I have something new to say.
Gold says there's a potential danger in not punching a time clock.
One of the problems about not working, not having a job, not punching a time clock is that you get out of touch with the real world, and that's a real danger for a novelist.
But Herbert Gold has 5 children, and that helps to keep him in touch. He also travels and writes a lot of journalism. In the afternoon, Gold reads, plays a little racquetball, swims.
In the evening, I try to have some kind of social life, if that's possible. Otherwise, I sit with a good book and read in a cafe or a restaurant.
Gold says he tries not to write about himself directly, the way so many young writers do.
The first novel is how my mother and father didn't understand me. And the second novel is how my first wife didn't understand me. And then if the third novel is about how my second wife didn't understand me, it gets monotonous.
There's nothing monotonous about Herbert Gold's story of a man on the make in San Francisco, Dreaming, published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. San Francisco writer Herbert Gold was in Haiti not long ago during the bloody election campaign.
I love Haitians, and I love the Haitian art and music and wit, and the miserable state of the country is touching, and I'm involved in some way. I think I dream about Haiti every night.
Accompanied by a photographer, Herbert Gold reported on the Haitian elections for the San Francisco Chronicle.
All the photographers were wearing bulletproof vests. He was stoned. Someone tried to run him down with a car. He got some great pictures.
One picture showed Gold illegally casting a ballot in the Haitian election.
The UPI heard me talking about being allowed to vote, and over 121 papers printed a report that Herb Cain, the San Francisco novelist, voted in.
Herb Cain?
That's right. That's UPI.
Herb Cain, of course, is a well-known San Francisco columnist. Despite the killings in Haiti, Herbert Gold did not feel threatened.
When I was there, there were bodies found in the street every morning. People had been shot. But mostly this was a political terror. Visitors were and are relatively safe.
But Haiti has few visitors.
AIDS, for one thing. Decimated tourism. The poverty of the place destroyed tourism, and the political upset finished it off.
Herbert Gold, his latest novel, Dreaming, looks at the losers, schemers, and dreamers of Northern California in the 80s, published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.